Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Toby, no doubt a lot of people will put a lot of pressure on their wedding day.
Yeah.
And I think that's got the best of one bride.
Really?
Not her favourite day, I don't think.
It's supposed to be her best day.
That's
her
right, favorite isn't it? Day. Well, I think it's a great celebration of family, isn't it? Getting together, both
uniting.
Sides of the family unite.
You get to showcase your love in front of your loved ones. It's beautiful.
Good party at the end as well.
Exactly. Here's some great yarns. Well, you hope so.
Oh, hopefully short enough.
Geez, some people really go on. And you think you want that to be bloody brilliant to be that length.
You've really got to be confident in your ability, don't you?
You never see
when they walk up with like four pages.
You're going, Dave is backing himself.
Here we go. Anyway, so Holly is her name, and she was getting married to her longtime partner. And they're originally from Minnesota, which is a colder place.
Yep.
And they were getting married in Florida.
Ooh, crocodiles.
Yeah, or gators. anyway, so they're having the wedding. So she's stressed out because it's the wedding day. She's put a lot of effort into this day. And at this stage, hasn't eaten or drunk anything. So she's dehydrated.
You hear of these stories too.
Well, because you're stressed, aren't you?
Exactly.
You're thinking, is this
and
done?
Also, you don't want to ruin your outfit.
No, you're up early too because you've got to get your hair and makeup done. Anyway, it gets to the point where they're doing their vows.
That's probably the most important part because you hear what the other person's thinking.
That's right. Anyway, all of a sudden, she's not feeling good.
Oh, no.
She starts to faint. Luckily, the groom picks her up, holds her there. She regains composure for a little bit. But then you can just see there, it's just she's in trouble for the rest of it. So they sort of quickly get through the rest of the thing.
She pushes through?
Yeah, push through. And then,
in sickness and health.
That's right. And he was there for her. That's it. That's a good way to demonstrate. But how's that? Fainting on your wedding day during the vows.
The vows. That is bad luck.
And that's on camera forever, you know. You're hoping for that magical video at the end of it.
Well, you've got a definitely other kind of magical video, one that you're never going to forget.
Yeah, that's right. I want to do this. 5223295 Where did you faint? We'd love to hear from you. Have you done it?
No. Don't you remember? Do you not recall when I told you that I have a dream of fainting?
Yeah, because you wanted to do it.
I wanted to do it when I waitress because I was hoping that the chef who was a PT and quite nice on the eye would come out and save me. So no, I haven't fainted yet.
Yeah, neither. Luckily.
Still waiting? Yourself?
Oh, I've felt a bit dizzy at times, but I don't think I've ever gone the full.
Sometimes I've gotten out of bed very quickly.
Oh, and the
and
blood
my,
rush?
Like,
yeah.
Whole body shakes.
Oh, and you got to hold on to
something. Yeah, that's as far as I've come. But I can recall a lot of people in our school choir, when we had a big event, they would just drop like flies on a hot day. It's like, take your blazer off.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully no one else has done it on their wedding day. I think that would be slim chances on that one. 5223295 We'd love to hear from you. It's Herbie and Josh on K-Rock. I want to know, where did you faint? A poor bride.
Oh, it's not good.
Was over and in Florida. It was warm. She hadn't eaten. She was dehydrated. And during the vows, that pinnacle of the wedding, really.
Big moment.
Fainted. Thankfully, groom caught her. She's okay. But
somehow she pushed through.
Oh, no. What a weapon. What an absolute weapon. We'd love to hear from you. 5223295
We've got Roxy in Cario. Where did you faint?
I fainted in the shower.
Oh, geez, that's dangerous.
Yeah. So me and my then partner, quite a few years ago, we had a little bit of extra morning activities and then got up and got into the shower and my blood pressure must have dropped going into the hot water. And I could just remember going into the tunnel and it all just getting darker and darker and darker.
It was very steamy.
Yes.
Jeez.
Hot and steamy.
That was a big morning session, that's for sure, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Okay. I don't know how we're going to go from there. Jackie in Manifold Heights, where did you faint?
In class, during sex ed.
During, okay, just going to be over. What? Is there a trend going on?
There's a bit of a theme.
Jackie.
And what part of the class was it?
Oh, we were going through, like, contraception.
Yeah. Okay.
And apparently, so they said, I've got a bit of a needle phobia. So they said there was one that women can get every 12 weeks. And when I heard that, I was just out.
Oh.
What, just the word needle was enough for you to go?
Yeah, they were talking about, I'm like, who could ever get a needle every 12 weeks? That's
Jeez,
insane.
Stop saying it, just in case, Jackie.
Yeah. How have you gone with the pandemic?
Yeah, I know.
Look, I'm double back, so good on me.
Well, yeah, well done you.
Congratulations, got through it. If Melissa is telling a story, and there is something else involved.
Melissa, where did you faint?
So I fainted while my sister was in labour. So I was her support person, and while she was getting basically the epidural in her back, she was squeezing my hand too tight, and I started feeling lightheaded and really hot, and I've fallen and I've hit my head.
So they've
pressed on the emergency button and called the Met team in. And in come running in like 10 doctors and nurses, and they were like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I don't know." And then they were like, "Oh, do you want to go down to emergency and get checked out?" And I said no, because I wanted to see my niece get born.
Yeah. Oh wow. So you pushed through.
Just overshadowed the niece, though.
Yeah, I know.
Stuff you.
Yeah. My sister said I stole her thunder, so she won't let me live it down.
Yeah, and a regrettable choice for support. So I would have thought. It's Evie and Josh driving you home. Oh, God, that's too funny.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Hello, Chandra Llewellyn from the newsroom.
Hi, Josh.
You are looking lovely today.
Thank you.
Sun-kissed and all, my girl.
Wearing my polka dot dress.
That's it.
You.
Thank you. Love a good dress.
Yeah. Chandra's always got nice things on.
Oh,
sometimes you rock up in your pyjamas.
They're not my pyjamas.
Well, it looks like it. And especially because you've got stains on it. Like, did you become a mum overnight?
What are you talking about? There's a guy who's a Simpsons character and wears the same outfit every single day.
Absolutely.
Josh just has, like, black jumpers.
It's literally,
That's it. Black and white T-shirts.
Simple man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Got you in for the weekly quiz, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So I've got 5 questions ready for you.
All right.
All right. So first question is, Aussie dentists have noticed a rise in issues since the COVID pandemic started. What is it? Something that's...
Herbie?
Started since the pandemic, yeah?
More fillings. Oh, I think what a different one.
You can go.
Less people going toward the doctors. I mean, dentists.
I mean, they are doctors, sort of.
So it's a new thing.
Yeah,
new trend.
Like since the pandemic,
they're noticing
a lot more cases of this.
More gum disease.
Close.
Oh.
I'm just going to say it, teeth grinding.
Oh,
stress.
Yeah, people grinding their teeth, yeah.
Ugh.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it is. I actually need to book the dentist, so that's a good reminder.
We've said that since you
Everyone
started.
Everyone just got reminded to go to the dentist.
That's true.
Next one.
What's the name of the new COVID variant?
Josh, Omicron?
Yes.
Still not happy how they just jump a few letters in the Greek alphabet. You know?
Yeah.
Why?
There was reasons for it.
Was there?
I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
Jeez, it's a stand talk, isn't it?
All right, next one. How many cases are in Geelong today?
Josh, 31.
No.
Herbie, 21. 26.
27. Close enough.
Oh, she's going to do me.
All right. Next one. What's back on the waterfront in Geelong?
Josh.
I have to finish saying it, so I'll give this one to Herbie.
Oh. Fireworks.
This is coming back to the time that she cheated for Price is Right, remember?
I don't know.
I wasn't part of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you weren't.
Oh, goodness me. Who's replacing Tim Payne as wicketkeeper?
Oh, I'm not going to bother.
Why not?
Because I'll get buzzed out for...
Herbie? Cummins?
No. Wicketkeeper, it's Carey.
Oh, not captain.
No.
Yes, so there's the wicketkeeper and then
you're right.
Captain, yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
But you did well.
Thank you.
Is that a point for her or?
Yeah, everyone gets a point. We're all winners here.
All right, is that it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Is that not 5?
I don't know. I lost count, Chandra. You're the quiz master, okay?
I swear I had 5 written down.
It's 4, isn't it?
I think
Evie, Josh, K-Rock 955. Good afternoon. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Video's doing the rounds on TikTok, and it's just brought so much joy to my life. It's one of those ones you watch on repeat because of the story and the reaction.
Yeah, okay.
It's brilliant.
Love it.
So it's of a girl going into a store called Lush.
Okay.
So if you haven't been before, they do soaps.
Ooh.
And
gee, soap's a big thing, isn't it? Soap, candles, anything that's scented, it's just massive.
That's it. Hand cream. And it's gorgeous. If you go into a Lush store, all their stuff is next level.
Yeah.
So you might be getting a watermelon soap, and it is in the shape of a watermelon slice and looks so realistic. And you think...
So it literally looks like watermelon.
It literally looks like it. Exactly. And they've got bath bombs in similar situations.
But if you pick it up, you know that it feels like soap.
Yeah, and you've also walked into Lush.
Yeah.
Which is it's known for its soaps.
Soaps, okay, cool.
So this girl's walked in and she's found something she likes. She goes over to the counter and hands it over to the shop assistant who's putting it in. And while she's waiting, on the front desk is a little tray of smaller soaps. Now she's looked at them and she thinks, oh, they look great. They look like little slices. So a different kind of slice you'd see at a bakery. She's like, oh, they look incredible. And in that moment, she picks one up because instead of her thinking, hang on, I'm in a soap store, soap, she thinks it's a sample of a slice.
To be fair, it looks like if it's at the front on a tray at the cash register, you're thinking it's like a complimentary little snack bar.
I've set it up. So she puts it in her mouth, bites it. The shop assistant's face, who's got a face mask on, is in so much shock going, you've just eaten soap, you've just eaten soap. She spits it out and it's just funny.
That taste is going to be so off. And for ages, isn't it? You're not getting rid of it anytime soon.
But it did remind me of something that happened to me, Josh. At the end of last year, when I came out of hotel quarantine before I went on Farmer Wants a Wife, I had one day to go to the shops because obviously the shops have been closed in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So I couldn't do any shopping for things you needed and there was a big list. And so I had one day to go. So I went to a Westfield in around Sydney somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
And went to a Mecca. And I wanted an eyeshadow. And so I was talking to the girl and she goes, how about I do some designs on your eye and we can show you something. I was like, okay. So she did one eye and did a nice colour and then she's like, I'll wipe it off. She got one of those white little makeup removers.
Yeah, okay.
Sprayed some stuff on it and then wiped it off. And I thought, okay. She then did the eye again with another colour and I was like, yep. Love that. And she goes, okay, I'll go get the product. You can just take off the makeup yourself.
Yeah.
And so I saw it do it. I picked up the white pad and then I sprayed stuff on.
With the makeup remover.
And I put it over my eye and I'm wiping it because you don't want to have one eye of eyeshadow.
They'd be like, what's wrong with this lady? Just forgotten.
And so as I'm wiping it, my eye starts to sting. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so I'm squinting through the other eye going... It's something that would only ever happen in COVID. I'll put the hand sanitizer. You got the makeup on.
Oh, that is so good. That is brilliant. Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Grab your loofah and don't forget the shampoo. Kirby and Josh's shower thoughts.
K-Rock 955.
Jump on in here, Herbie.
It's a good time of the week.
Temperature's just right there. Just to relax.
That first bit, you know, you hop in the shower and you go, ooh, and then it soothes the body.
Yeah, it's good. Heaps of space in here too, which is I like.
Which is great.
So there's been some stuff on my mind.
Okay.
This one triggered this morning when I was waking up. Alarm went off.
Oh, yeah?
And I thought, bang, I'm up. And then I thought, isn't it weird that, like, so you're waking up at that exact time, say 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
So many other people have their alarms set at 6 o'clock and you're all waking up
at the same time
and joining in.
Yes.
Joining in the day.
The same
Doesn't
time.
Doesn't it just blow your mind that there's so many people at that exact moment? Because it's all set up by the network of your phone and so that exact millisecond, bang.
That is so... I would love the data.
I would love to know
how many people got that 6 a.m. alarm.
Mm.
It's a popular time.
It is.
It's a popular time. I had a thought. I always think about the name Jeff because I find it funny.
My uncle's name's Jeff.
Is he a G-off or a Jeff?
G.
So he's a G-off. I love that it's Jeff with a J or a G.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but the thought came to me, what if God, obviously with a G, he just popped down from heaven one day and said, it's actually pronounced Jod, and then went back up. I don't know why it came to me. Just a G off Jeff situation.
I think we should have left that one inside, internalised, you know?
It's a thought that...
No, it is a shower thought. I like
it's
that.
A thought that needed to get off my head.
So this is weird. So the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, right?
Okay, that's good.
But isn't it weird that from where we stand in it, that it is based, they look the same.
They do.
They look the exact same size.
If anything, the moon looks bigger.
It's insane. Isn't it just like it's so close?
How does that happen?
They're perfectly positioned away from each other that they look the exact same.
You could spend hours looking at the sky tonight going, geez, they're the same.
They're the same.
Hours. So I was thinking about, you know, when you're nude. You're quite naked. You're vulnerable.
Yeah.
But why is it...
It depends how much you've eaten as well. Are you covering up quickly? Am I looking in the mirror?
Exactly. But why is it, if you are ever completely naked, you feel even more naked if you put on shoes?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I've ever had that experience of, like, being naked and, like, I'm going to put my shoes on.
Haven't you?
I don't know what you're doing or filming, but I'm going to leave it there. It's Kirby and Josh on K-Rock.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
Basically showing the information from your Spotify account.
How many minutes you listen to Spotify. Yeah. If you're listening to music or podcasts.
What your favourites are. Yeah.
It is exciting to look back on your own, I think.
Yeah, I think so. What were you? What mood were you in most of the year, you know? Want to see if you know what Australia's thinking.
See, I've managed to skip past if I've been looking on social media or online. I'm like, I don't really care because I've looked at my own and, you know, I'm about me. So I've seen mine. I don't care.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I don't care. Maybe it will come up in conversation. Maybe it won't. So because when you listen to a song a lot, you know how it starts.
Yeah.
So what I'll do is I'm going to play the start of a song.
Oh, no.
And then you just have to tell me the artist. So these are the people that have done quite well during the year.
Okay.
They could be in the top five or whatever it is for either album, song, or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
You just have to tell me who it is.
All right.
Let's
bring it on.
Let's kick it off with this one.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Bang. Well, this is just going to be too easy, isn't it?
We don't know, Josh.
Well, after that effort, I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
Let's see how we go here.
Sometimes all I think about is you, ocean, oh, what is it? No, keep giving me more.
That's it. That's the sound of the song.
Who is it? Ocean, no. Oh, it's not going to come to me. One, I can't say what it won, but.
Glass Animals.
That's it. Thank you.
That was the biggest song in Australia. Number one.
Yeah. Well, it was doing well last year as well.
It's killing it. Killing it. All right, next song.
That annoys me that I didn't get it because I know it. Oh, bugger.
It's such a good one too. Here we go.
Called her up. Da-na-na-na. One more time. Is it?
The silence is deafening.
Little Naz?
It's just a lot of quiet.
Little Naz,
yeah.
Ooh, okay. Well, sorry, I was really in the zone for that.
Yeah, his track Montero, I think that was number three on the list. Did very well.
His album is amazing.
Yeah, he's very good.
Love it.
Love it.
That's your boy, isn't it? It's Ghost, Justin Bieber. Yeah, come on.
You are on fire.
This is a fun game.
I thought we were going to be sitting here for days. You know?
We don't have days, Josh.
No, we don't.
We're only having a few hours.
All right, here we go.
Is it... Oh, I want to say... Dua Lipa. No, I've got it wrong. I got it right. I got it right!
Well done.
Do you know, I'm going to be honest with you, Josh. Dua Lipa, loved her early stuff, getting a little sick of it.
Really?
I don't think she's
thrown out big claims.
Well, I just think, you know, her older stuff was better. Now she's doing a few remixes.
Yeah.
I mean, well, they've been done.
A lot of samples from other bands, isn't it?
Exactly. Put that thinking cap on and be a bit original.
She is an A-list celebrity, global artist. What are you doing?
I'm no one.
Josh and Garrick.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah, nah.
Or, nah, yeah.
Let's get your thoughts, Herbie.
I'm Let's excited. Do it.
Let's get your thoughts on the daily topics. Yeah, nah, for no, nah, yeah, for yes. Kicking off with this one. Using Google Chrome.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. Mm. It helps. It's easy.
Is that your preferred browser?
It's, yeah. Unless you get a new device and you haven't set it up. And so you'll use Safari.
Oh.
But then once I get the option, you know, you open a Gmail or something, you go, oh, do you want to make it your default? Of course I do. Obviously. Google Chrome, quickest. It's like Google Maps.
I think everyone knows it. They know how to use it. Just
Makes
seems
sense.
The best, doesn't
Google.
It?
Google. You love Google.
So Microsoft Edge, so that's basically the Microsoft version.
Heard of it.
Yeah, it's when you get a new Windows computer maybe or whatever. They'll try and install that one first as you pre-send.
Yeah.
And apparently they're making it as hard as possible to go and get Google Chrome because they're trying to steal, obviously, an audience away from
Really?
Them. Yeah. So it's really hard to make it not your default browser.
No one wants Microsoft Edge.
I haven't used it. I'm scared of it.
That's the thing. It's probably great, but I don't want it. We all want Google.
Swimming between the flags.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. That is a must. And that's just a must for everyone to ensure that everyone's safe.
That's right. Not, it doesn't matter what your level or ability is when swimming in the ocean, but it just helps the lifeguards out.
Everyone out.
But they're saying because of La Nina this year and obviously the weather pattern. That's the weather pattern.
Oh, yeah, La Nina. La Nina.
Yep.
Very Italian.
It's Spanish. Yeah. Oh. For the girl.
Oh.
Anyway, but it's because of La Nina, the weather pattern, they're saying that some of the beaches aren't going to be as usable because,
really?
Well, it could be water quality, could be the conditions. So it's going to be an interesting surf season, I think.
It will be.
Yeah.
I do love swimming, though. I love it.
You've been twice.
Josh, I mean twice this week.
And the year.
Call me a veteran in the water, okay?
All right. Buying a town.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
Nah, yeah. That would be great.
How good.
Straight away, you're the mayor of that town.
Yeah.
How good.
Reminds you of Schitt's Creek, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, it does. Yeah. It does. Oh, I was watching it the other night.
I started rewatching it, too.
So good.
So Mark Cuban, do you know who he is? He's a billionaire. He owns the Dallas Mavericks. I think he's got a alcohol company as well. I can't remember what
bourbon,
it is.
Maybe.
He's just decided to buy a random town in Texas.
Why not?
But he says he doesn't know what he's going to do with it. He just bought it.
Wouldn't that be nice to have that kind of cash where you go, I'll do that. Do I need it? No. Do I know what I'm going to do with it? No. But I'll have it.
A rich person problem. Well, what am I going to do with the thing that I bought? You know, do you get buyer's regret with that? Like, when I buy a pair of pants, I'm thinking, am I going to wear them enough?
Exactly. And they're on sale for $10.
That's right. This guy's just bought a town. It's Herbie and Josh.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballarat. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
A girl has found herself in a bit of a sticky situation.
Yeah.
One where she's thought, oh, this is awkward and I can't back out of it. I can't.
Yep.
She's in too deep. Why didn't I think about this earlier? All the thoughts are going through her head. So her name's Pippa and she has bought her first house.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Huge.
She's a young 20s.
Oh, wow.
Doing really well. And when you buy a house, I wouldn't know this, but supposedly there's contracts and all that. And
you think? They just handshake it these days, do they?
Still a rental job. It's unknown world out there. And so she's getting the contract signed up and because lawyers get involved.
Yeah.
And so she's having a lawyer oversee her contract just to make
good
sure.
Decision.
I mean, for a person like myself, you want to know the T's and C's. I'm not going to read it all. I'm not going to lie to you. They're quite thick documents.
Yeah.
And so she's got this young lawyer who she says is even younger than her.
Because
she's one of the, like, in training. So she's being told, hey, this is the person working under me. Are they, like, paralegal, I guess? I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going off suits. So this younger lawyer has raised her eyebrows when it's gotten to one stage of the girl's contract.
Ooh.
And that's where her email address is. And this is where Pippa's gone, oh no, I haven't changed my email address. I haven't upgraded to an adult one since I first had my
12,
teenage one. So she has her email address on there, which I don't think is the worst, but also awkward as an adult, is Pippa Girly YY XO XO.
That's a long one.
It's a long one to type out. And it's just not very professional.
No, it isn't.
Because
no.
We've all had them,
we
Josh.
All had them, of course. You think you're cool. Because when did they? I'm thinking, when I would have been in primary school when I made one.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't want to say.
No, no. Oh, yes.
No, you.
What is yours? Wait, so Josh let me just underscore think. Hot Wheels.
No, I couldn't get Josh. So I based it off my friend's one, which was, his was Nerd 125. And I thought, I was like, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
So you're in primary school?
Yeah. So I said, mine was Weird _ Child. 115.
115. They always have numbers.
I don't know what,
they always
I don't know
numbers.
What the 115 represents. I've never had that number. It wasn't even a house number.
Does it mean anything to you?
No, but it made sense at the time.
Oh, that's bad. My one, my brother helped me create,
no.
Which I question now. So I would have been in primary. We were both in primary school. So I'm at least year four would have been the oldest. I could have been if he was in year six. And he decided this was a great one for his sister, who is 10.
Yeah.
It's just not appropriate for a 10-year-old. Naughty _ devil 3354.
Naughty devil.
Naughty _ devil. Imagine if I sent that out now.
I think you'd be fired.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
The Western United are taking on Melbourne City tomorrow and then they're back here next week. But in between that, Herbie, they are playing again on Tuesday for the FFA Cup against Wellington. We're joined right now by Connor Payne. Connor, how are you?
Hey, how you going, guys?
We're doing well. You've got a busy couple of games
coming
up.
Yeah, we do. I mean, obviously as players, I think anyone will really say that the more games the better. So I think we're all looking forward to it.
Really?
You're fine with it, little recovery? Because you got one obviously tomorrow night and then Tuesday as well.
Yeah, look, that might be cutting it a bit fine. But, I think if you ask anybody if you take training or games, everyone would say games.
Oh, yeah,
so,
it's fair.
Fair enough. It's good. Yeah.
How do you go personally on the recovery? Are you just glad that there's people like at the club forcing you to do it, or are you normally looking after yourself pretty well?
I'm getting a lot better. I still have to get the old push and shove to get in the ice bath after games sometimes from the strength and conditioning guys who obviously know better than me. So. Yeah. You know, I listen to them and I've started to get in there a bit more. So I'm pretty good, though.
Is there anyone in the team then, Connor, who is just known as a legend with the ice bath, can stay in so long?
Oh, there's a few that just jump in and don't even blink. Like, Neil Kilkenny's one of them. I've realised that. He does it, I don't know, a couple of times a day after training. He'll be in there, everything. Yeah. You know, I guess it's obviously working because he's still going really, really well. And he's, you know, obviously not a spring chicken anymore, so he's still going really, really good. So it must work. It must work.
Secret.
I mean, yeah.
We should be doing it, Josh.
Ice baths, yeah. I'm looking a little old, that's for sure. So tell us, let's talk Melbourne City at the moment. So you've got them tomorrow. You're going to Amy Park for that one. You're confident going in, obviously?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, we've worked pretty hard on the track all week to sort of, you know, we know them quite well now. So played them a couple of times in pre-season and, you know, we've got some plans that hopefully we can obviously nullify their strengths and obviously exploit ours. So, you know, we're all looking forward to it. They've been the benchmark for the last couple of seasons. So, you know, we all love playing in these big games.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the FFA Cup? Are you loving the fact that it's here in Australia? I mean, it obviously came a few years ago and obviously from the FA Cup overseas, but are you a big fan of this competition?
Yeah, for sure. You know, it's just great to obviously, I think, you know, when the neutrals are watching, they all want the underdogs to win. So if you draw one of the, you know, the NPL sides, I think that's a massive part of it as well. I think that's the, you know, my granddad actually won the FA Cup back in the UK when he was still around. He played for Newcastle. So I think they sort of, over there, it's like that's the whole thing. You know, anybody has a chance to win the cup and every FA member over there, every club has the chance to be in it, and I think that's the awesome part about it, that anyone on their day can beat anyone, and that's sort of the fairy tale, you know, that's where it comes from. So I think it's great.
And you are a forward, Connor. How many goals can we expect from you this season? Are we predicting you're going to get the ton?
I don't know about that. I've never really been an out-and-out goal scorer. You know, I like to set them up for my mates more than anything, that gives me the most joy. So if I can chip in with a couple, that'd be great.
You'll assist 100.
I'm not going to set any outlandish targets like that.
No. Oh, wow. Amazing. Well, best of luck tomorrow, of course, taking on Melbourne City, then against Wellington in the round of 32 for the FFA Cup, and then eventually back here the week after at GMHBA Stadium. So that's very exciting. Connor Payne, thank you so much for your time.
Not a problem at all, guys. Cheers.
Around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerine. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.